We have the explanation yesterday. If people are listening by tape, they'll have the explanation from yesterday.
Okay. Once again, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Pei Gimel. We're holding the bottom of Pei Beis Amid Beis. We've just explained what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Bekitzur, Rabbi Yochanan says that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika of our Mishnah, even though the korban was 1,000% perfect, because at the time of the Zrika, the Baalim were Tehoirim. The Baalim only became Temeim post-Zrika. Says Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Rabbi Yochanan, of course, is an Amoira. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika is a Tana. Says Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika would hold that even in such a case, that at the time of the Zrika, the Baalim were Tehoirim, and the Korban was fine, if the Baalim become Temeim post-Zrika, you know what the Halacha is according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika? Yisarif miyad, you have to go and burn it immediately. And then the Gemara said, three lines from the bottom, that Rabbi Yochanan is letame di omr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Rabbi Nechem ya omr dover echad. Rabbi Yochanan said that both Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika of our Mishnah and Rabbi Nechemiah of the following Braisa, they both hold the same thing. What do they both hold the same thing? That even though this is a psul machmas dover acher, it's not a psul in the gufa carbon. It's a psul in the baalim. Nevertheless, the halacha is the same, that according to both Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and according to Rabbi Nechemiah, yisoreif miyad, you don't need ibur tzura. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, we have in our Mishnah, and that's what the Gemara just explained over the last few lines. Machloikis between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, even though the psul is machmas dover acher the baalim, nevertheless, yisoref miyat. Who's Rabbi Nechemiah? Rabbi Nechemiah, mahi desan, Rabbi Nechemiah oimer, mipnei aninus nisrafozu, lekach nemar koeile. What is this all about? So we already explained this Bikitsur yesterday, that Rabbi Nechemiah is talking about the famous story about Moshe Nahari. It's a very tragic story because it's the first day of the Mishkan where Klal Yisrael was so happy that they are now close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel has put down a mansion down on this world which we can visit and be close to Hashem. And unfortunately that day was the terrible tragedy of Nadav Avihu passing away. So it says in the Pasuk that what happened was, among other things, that Aharon caused the Chatas Rish Chodesh, today is Rish Chodesh, the Chatas Rish Chodesh to go and be burned. Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. Why did you allow that Chatas Rish Chodesh to be burned? After all, there were other Karbonos that were brought today, and Hashem Yisbarach said Beferish that they should be eaten. You should have eaten from this Chatas. Said Aharon HaKohen, I'm sorry, we are all Oinonim. I, Aharon HaKohen, and the two remaining sons, Elozev Yisamar, we're all Oinonim, we cannot eat from the Karbonos. Aye, what about those other Karbonos that you're talking about? Those were special Karbonos Lishoah. Here we're talking about Karbonos Lidoirais. The Karbon Rish Chodesh, the Musaf of Rish Chodesh, we bring every single Rish Chodesh for years and years and years during the times of the Mishkan, during times of the Beis HaMikdash, and Miyatshem Bekorev, when we have the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, we bring the Karbon Soir L'Rish Chodesh every single time. And therefore, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu said by the other Karbonos that we should eat them, those were Karbonos L'Shah. Karbonos L'Doyrois, we cannot possibly go and eat. And the Lashon HaPasuk is, if you have here, the Torah Ora Sholem, Oiz Gimel, V'yidaber Aharon al Moshe, Aharon said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hein hayoy mekrivis chatosav yasoylosum lefnei Hashem, V'atikrena oisi ko'eila, if we were to go and bring Karbonos L'Doyrois, a chatas and an oila, v'atikrena oisi ko'eila, and we became unfortunately oinonim, the achalti chatas hayom, if I would eat that chatas, hayita be'eni Hashem, would a Kodesh Baruch Hu be happy? No, he would not be, and that's why we went and burned the carbon chatas. And the pasuk after that says, v'yishma Moshe, v'yita be'eni. Moshe Rabbeinu heard, and he said, yeah, Ahar Nakoyin Gut Gizot. Anyway, what do I see from this pasuk, the way Reb Nechemya learns Pshat? I see from this, there was nothing wrong with the Karm Chatas. It was actually picture perfect. Perfect Karm Chatas. The problem was only in the Baalim. What happened to the Baalim? They became Oinonim. It had nothing to do with the carbon. Yet it says that they burned the Chatas on the spot. Is the Chassimin, says the Gemara, that even though we have a situation where it wasn't a psul begufay, it was a psul in the Baalim, otherwise everything was perfect vis-a-vis the carbon, nevertheless they burned it immediately that day. Is the Charaya, says Reb Yochanan, that Reb Nechemya and Reb Yochanan ben Broika both hold that even though it's a psul bebalim and the carbon was perfect, nevertheless the halacha is yisores miyad, and you do not need ibur tzur. That's what we concluded yesterday. Rabbah says, I have a third Tana that we can add besides Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbah Moisev after Rabbi Yosef Aglili. What does Rabbi Yosef Aglili say? The sign we learned in the Brayz, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Oimer, Kol Inyan Kulei Einu Medaber El Beparim Anisrafim Ubesiirei Hanisrafim Lisroi Psuleim Abei Sabira Valitin Loisesa Alachi Vosim. What is this all about? So now we do not have the pasuk here on Pei Gimel, but we do have it in Pei Beis Amid Beis, Torah Or Hasholim. It's Ois Aleph. It says V'chol Chatos Ashiyuva Midom El Oil Makodesh El Oil Moed L'Chaper Makodesh Lo Yisi Ochel Be'esh Tisoreif. The way all the Tanoim learn this pasuk, other than Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, is this pasuk is talking about what we would call a Chatos Chitzoina. Chatos Chitzoina means your typical Chatos that you bring every day of the year, and you do the Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. And what happens if Ed Koyen decided, you know what, I'm going to make this a super, super holy carbon. I'm not going to take the dam and do the hazois on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. I'm going to bring it into the Heichol and do it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Is that the right thing to do? No. Why did he want to do it? He wanted to be super erlich, super frum. He wanted this chatas really to be a tremendous grand slam home run. However, the problem is the pasuk says chol chatas, any normal chatas chitzoina, asher yuvah midam el oil moed. If you brought the dam into the oil moed, lechaper b'kodesh, even though you did it with the best of intentions, loy siyachel, you're not allowed to eat from that carbon. Po'esh tisareif, you have to go and burn it. That's how the rank and file Tanoim learn Pshat in this pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, however, respectfully disagrees. And he says, no, that this pasuk is talking about a Chatas Penimius. Chatas Penimius means those few Chatois where the dam is Nizrak Lefnim. Lefnim means inside the Heichel. Which karbonas are those? You have, for instance, every single Yom Kippur, the par and the so'ir of the chatos, the par brought by Ahar Nakoyin, and the so'ir brought by Klal Yisrael, that par and that so'ir are called Purim HaNisrafim U'Se'irim HaNisrafim. It's not only those karbonas, but you have a very, very remote case of a par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, where Gans Klal Yisrael erred and did a chait based on a faulty psak of the Bezin HaGadol, or you could have a par koin HaMashiach where the koin Gadol made a mistake based on a faulty psak, and what did he do? You have to go and bring now a par lechatos. These parim and the soyer that we spoke about from Yom Kippur, as well as the soyer of Avodah Zarah, you have to go and do the Zrikas Adam lefnim in the Heichel. In connection with those for Yom Kippur, you do it even lefnai v'lefnim in Bein Abadim, in front of the Aron Kodesh in the Kodesh Kedoshim. But throughout the year, if you have the Par Hamdav Shel Tzibur and the Par Koyin HaMashiach, you only have this Zrikos in the Heichel. Anyway, so the Pasuk now, according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, says, V'chol chatos, any chatos penimius, asher yuva midam el oil moed, that you're supposed to bring the blood into the oil moed, l'chaper b'kodesh. Loisei ochel ba'esh tisarif. Now, Parshat Pshat, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, one could learn that he's telling us that a kosher chatas panimius, that's the din. That's why they call parim anisrafim asir anisrafim, that they're supposed to be burned, not to be eaten by the kahanim. However, Rashi says that that is not the kavan according to Yosef Glili. Please mute your phones because there is some background noise. In London in particular, we hear the Queen.
I have to be away.
So getting back to our Gemara, so the Pasuk, according to Yosef Glili, is not talking about a chatas panimius which is brought bikashrus. It's talking about a chatas panimius that unfortunately became posel. For instance, it became tomei, or it was posel biyotze. What does it say about that? Ba'ishtisarif, it's got to be burned. The difference between the kosher and the non-kosher, in other words, the posel parim anisrafim, seir anisrafim, is that the kosher ones you take outside mechutz la'machane. Al shefach hadeshen yisorev. You go and burn it outside mechutz la'machane on the shefach hadeshen, where you go and pour out the deshen from the mizbeach whenever it accumulates, and you put it outside Yerushalayim. However, if this carbon chatas panimius has become tamei, what do you do with it? Or it becomes posel biyotze, you go and burn it in the azara. You don't go and burn it outside Yerushalayim. That's the bo'esh tisarif. Fine. So getting back to the Gemara, the Sanya B'Yosef Glili, Oymer Kol Inyan Kulay, this whole Pasuk is not talking about like all the other Tanoim are learning, that it's talking about a Chatas Chitzoina, Einem B'Dabal Parma Nisrofim, Sima Nisrofim, that what that you're supposed to bring into the Heichol, Lisroif Psuleim Abe Sabira, that unfortunately if they become possible, then you're going to have to go and burn them there on the Beis Sabira, meaning on the Harabayis, next to the Harabayis, Azora, etc. V'litan loises al chilosim, that you shouldn't go and eat it, and if you eat it, Chas v'Shalom, there's a din of a lav. That's how Rabbi Yosef Glili interprets the Pasuk. Omer lois and the other Tanoim said, hey, one second, according to you, the chatas shenichnas dama lefnai velefnim minayin, which means the chatas chitzoina, which we other tanoim have always learned that the makor, the source, is from this pasuk, that if the chatas chitzoina blood came in. Now I know the Gemara says lefnai velefnim, but that's apparently a mistake, and in fact Rashi is gores lefnim, that the chatas blood of the chatas chitzoina, where the dam came in lefnim into the heichel minayin. We all learned that halacha from this pasuk, l'chol chatas hashiyuva midam al oil moed. But you, Rav Yosef Glili, use that to learn for the din of the chatas panimius. So how do you know the chatas chitzoina? Amal hands, Rav Yosef Glili said, let's go back to that famous dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Haran HaKoyen. It says in the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was berating Aharon, and he was saying, Aharon HaKoyen, why are you burning this soyer Rosh Chodesh? After all, hey lehuva as dama lakodesh panima, had the blood of the chatas chitzoina gone into the oihel moyed, what we call the heichel in the Beis Hamikdash, then of course I would agree it should be burned. But it didn't happen. It didn't go into the kodesh panima. Zoktimar machlal di nafik I inami ayil dama bisreifa, that if it would have gone out of the azaro, in this case out of the chotzer, or would have gone into the oil moed, it would be bisreifa. How do I know both cases? After all, the pasuk only talks about huvel dama el kodesh panima. So Rashi said yesterday that the word panima over here is superfluous. It could simply say hein lehuves dama el hakodesh, which is referring to the heichal. Why does it have to say panima? Panima comes to tell you, leave the korban panima in the azara. This is a chatas chitzoina. If you take it el hakodesh, no good. If you take it out of the azara, no good. Both cases, ba'esh tisarev bisreifa. Bottom line is, Rabbi Yosi HaGlili learns from that pasuk by Aharon HaKoyen that the din is that chatas blood that went pnima, or went chitzoina, in other words, it went into the heichel, or went out of the azara, and it became possible b'yoytze, you burn it immediately. How do you know you burn it immediately? Because by Aharon HaKoyin, when Moshe Rabbeinu came on the scene, he said, Aharon, I see that you are burning the chatas. Why are you burning the chatas? Go and eat it. Is the chasim in Yisaref Miyad. But now there was no problem with this carbon. Why was no problem with the carbon? Because the basar of the chatas remained inside the azara the entire time. It's only the dam that left the azara. And therefore the Gemara considers this, according to Rabbah, it was no psul in the guf of the basar. There was a psul machmas dover acher. What was machmas dover acher? The dam. The dam became possible because it went in or it went out. Oh, and what does Rabbi Yosef Glili say? Ba'ish tisarev, burn it immediately, like in the times of Aharon HaKoyen. So now, says Rabbi, have a third man, the Yomar, that holds that even though it's not a psul in the guf, it's a psul in a dover acher, he also yisref miyad, no din of Iber Tzura. Now, note a very important distinction between Rabbah, who's adding Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Rabbi Yochanan, who said Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike and Reb Nechemia. Both in the case of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike and the case of Reb Nechemia, the problem was in the Baalim, that the Baalim became Tmeim by Rabbi Yochanan Broike, or Chas V'Sholem Shemesu, and the case of Reb Nechemia, they became Onanim. It was a problem in the Baalim. That's the Psul Ayidei Dover Acher. In the case of Rabbah, who's bringing Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there's a psul in the carbon, but it's not in the basar of the carbon, it's in the dam of the carbon. But Rabbah holds that still the same thing, that that is dover acher, that is not considered to be the psul in the basar of the carbon itself. And that's why Rabbah says, I add Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that he too holds, don't have ibitzura, but rather go and burn it miyat. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan add Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Because Rabbi Yochanan sover. Dam u'basar chadam milzehi. There's a major difference between dam and balam. Dam and basar are the same carbon. So if there's a problem with the dam, so then it's a psul begufoy. Psul begufoy, everybody agrees yisaref miyad. The case that I was talking about, Rabbi Yochanan says, by balam, that's milzachriti, that's something else. That's totally, we're talking about apples and oranges, says Rabbi Yochanan. That's why Rabbi Yochanan Broika and Rabbi Nechemia the Taka both on the same derech, they're both talking about a psul b'balim. That's a psul al yedei dover acher. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan Broika and Rabbi Nechemia, even though it's psul al yedei dover acher. You serve miyad, you don't need ibetzura. However, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he's talking about the carbon itself, the dam of the carbon. It's not true. The basar didn't become possible biyotze or bituma maskim, but the dam became possible. That's not called ayidei dover acher. That's a psul begufay, and therefore the halacha is yisoref miyat. But what would Rabbi Yosi Aglili hold by balim? I don't know. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Yochanan respectfully disagrees with Rabbi, and he did not add Rabbi Yosi Aglili to the list of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike and Rabbi Nechemia. And now we start on a brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah.
Are the Nisrafim of Yom Kippur, they're included in that category?
Absolutely. 100%. In fact,
how do you burn them outside? How do you carry them?
They are carted. They're carted out of the Beis HaMikdash, and they are taken all the way outside the Beis HaMikdash.
So even though they're Hotzah, you're not worried about Hotzah there?
We're not worried about the Shechita, we're not worried about the Hitzah, we're not worried about the Biur.
Mamar Dal Damos on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to carry.
You're absolutely right, you're also not allowed to Shecht on Yom Kippur, but we Shechted
it. Okay, so it's a dispensation, okay, it's in that's the Halacha.
That's the part and part, that's the whole Halacha regarding the Par and Tzor brought on Yom Kippur. And this is no Chidushim, this is Psukim in Parshas Achrei Mois. Take a quick look at the psukim. It's all part and parcel of Hilchois Parim Manasrafim, Siyam Manasrafim. Parashat Achrei Mois. Let's take on the parasha. Vaydabe Shalom Moshe Achrei Moshe Nevin Yaharon says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe. Moshe tell Aaron Achicha, bring a har. And then Me'ez V'das B'nei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Se'iri Izam L'chatas, two for a chatas, one is going to be a Yisrael Hashem, one is going to be a Yisrael Azazel. What do? They go and shecht it, like it says in the Pasuk, and then the Pasuk continues on, V'shochet Espar HaChatas, and then he brings the Mulei Amacht of the Torahs, and then Oses Domoi on the blood of the Kovonis. He's finally finished with bringing those karbanos. What should we do now? Okay. V'eis parachatos, v'eis seirachatos, asher huva es domam lechaper b'koidish. Those karbanos which you just brought now in Yom Kippur, yoitzi el michutz lamachana, v'sorfu v'eish es oiroisam, v'es pesorim, v'es pirsham. You gotta burn them totally, totally outside michutz lamachana. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure. They're getting the new Mishnah. Mishnah on the surface is very simple, and the Gemara today is a little bit easier than the previous few days. Zok to Mishnah, Hat Samois, the bones of the Korban Pesach, the Hagidin, and the sinews. We'll talk about on the Omid Beis which sinews we are referring to. The Hanoiser, and of course Noiser, part of the Korban that was not eaten in time, Yisrafu, or Yisarfu, Bishisha Oser. They should all be burned not on Pesach. You gotta wait until Chol HaMoed, after Yom Tov is over, the morning of the 16th, which is first day Chol HaMoed. Now, Chal Tazan Yoyz B'Shabbos. What happens if first day of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos? Then Yisrafu B'Yod Zayin. Then you gotta wait until the second day Chol HaMoed. L'fi She'en and Doichin Lo Yisa Shabbos Lo Yisa Yom Tov. The burning of Noiser or the Atzomis V'Gidin, that is not Doichin Yom Tov for Shabbos, like Rashi says, because we have a rule that Ein Sorfin Kodshim B'Yomtif. You cannot go and burn Kodshim B'Yomtif. You can't do it on Yomtif, nor can you do it on Shabbos, of course. And therefore, you got to wait until the first day, Chol HaMoed. Yishokti Gemara. Omer Rav Meri Baravu, Omer Rav Yitzchak. Atzomis Kedoshim, Atzomis Kodshim, Sheshimshu Noiser, Betamet Mesi Yedayim, Hoyu Venas is Bosle Dovra Osim. What is Ameri talking about? Ameri is not going on our Mishnah. He's talking generally. If you have Atzamis Kodshim, which became Noiser, in other words, talk throughout the year. During the year, on a regular, normal, average day, you brought, for instance, a Karban Chatos, or you brought a Karban Osham. And that Karban has to be eaten by the Kahanim, Liyoyim V'Layim. And what happens if they were not able to finish the whole carbon, they left part of the carbon over? Then whatever is left over till the next morning, you have to go and burn it. That's the simple halacha of noisa. Now what happens if you have atzamois, bones which have within them marrow? Now, other than Karban Pesach, you're allowed to go and break open the bones and suck out the marrow. I know a lot of people that love to go and suck out the marrow from bones. Okay, what happened, however, was that some of the bones, they did not break them, and they did not suck out the marrow. Now, the marrow inside the bones is considered to be absolutely edible, just like the rest of the carbon, and therefore, just like the rest of the carbon, don't allow it to become noiser, don't allow the marrow in the bones of regular carbonis to become noiser. And if it did, not only do you have to burn the marrow inside, you have to go and burn the bones themselves as well, as opposed to breaking the bones now at the time of the burning of the noiser, break open the bones, scrape out all the marrow, burn the marrow, and throw the bones into the garbage. That's not what Abiyutzuk says. Abiyutzuk says that the Atzomis Kodshim, the bones themselves, Sheshimshu noiser, even though they themselves are not noiser, because the bones are inedible. However, the marrow inside, it is edible, and therefore they're Shimshu. They are Mishamesh that noiser. It's like we say by Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, they become a Yad, or they become a shoimer. Here the Gemara uses the expression shishim, should they become like the shamus of the noiser? Metamas yadayim, they have a din of tumas yadayim. What means din of tumas yadayim? Min hatoira, noiser and pigul are just isurim, big isurim, big time isurim. If you have chas shalom pigul and noiser and you eat from pigul and noiser, there's a din of karis, but they're not metame. Midrabanan, however, the Rabbanan said, we are going to infuse pigul v'noiser with tumma. Noiser in particular, the reason why they infused with tumma is because they felt that the kahanim were not being sufficiently conscientious and making sure to eat all the kabanas within their time limitation. And from time to time they were atzlonim, they were lazy, and what did they do? And they left over, unfortunately, some of the carbon uneaten, and it became therefore noiser. Okay, so the kahanim shrugged their shoulders and said, well, what can you do? I ate and ate and I couldn't, it became noiser. Therefore the Chum said, no, chevra, it becomes tamei. Tamei! The kahanim were terrified when they heard it becomes tamei. They are so nizer on tumah v'tahara. That's why the Chum imbued and infused noiser with the din of tumah. Rabbi Yitzchak says not only noiser becomes tamei, but even the atzamois that were the shamosim for the noiser also have a din of tumah. Hoy v'nasa basa to dabra aser. The Gemara is using a borrowed term because basa to dabra aser is a term that we use on Shabbos l'gabi hilchis muktzah. But it's the same thing. What it means to say is because it became the base, the container, so to speak, for the noiser, not only do you burn the noiser, but the base, the bones, all to become tamei, and there also you have to go and burn, as we'll see shortly. Says
Yigmar. Does that mean that?
Yes.
Just a brief question. Does that mean that every carbon Pesach, since you couldn't break the bones?
We're going to talk about that. Bear with us a moment. So, if you want to name the Messiah, let's bring a raya to Yitzchak from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about atzamos, right? Atzamos of the carbon Pesach. Exactly what Barry is talking about. The Hagidim. We'll talk about the Gidim on the Amid base. Vanoisim. Yisrafu the Tezayin, go and burn them on first day Cholamayim. Freitimar hani atzamos hechidami. What do we mean by bones? Are we talking about bones that have no marrow in them? Lama b'sreifa. Why do you have to burn them? Since they are inedible, they don't become noiser. Nishtinu. You can throw them away in the trash bin. Maybe you should do it b'derech kavod, put it in a nice plastic or paper bag and then toss it away. Fine. But there is no din of sreifa because it's not edible. El Pshita must be the Isfu Mayach. It must be that these atzamos did have marrow inside. And that's why we're burning the marrow together with the outside bone. If you're going to go and tell me, like Rabbi Yitzchak just finished saying, that the shamus of the noiser is like the noiser itself, and it's metame es hayodayim, and that's why, says Imaram Tula Hachi Bois Reifa, then I can easily understand why our Mishnah requires it to be burned, because the shamus of the noiser is just like the noiser. Burn it. If you were to disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak and say the shamus of the noiser, this is gunished, only the noiser is noiser, but not the shamus. So lamalu sreifa. Why do I have to burn the bones? Nitbarinu, let's break the bones open. Now, obviously, you're not going to go and break them at Seder night. The etzem loisish bruvoi. You're not allowed to. But now that it's become noiser, on the first morning of Chol HaMoed, instead of burning the bones, Nitbarinu, let's break them open now. Benechletzel lemoyech tetu, and let's free the marrow inside by scraping it out. Benishrafei, and go and burn the moyach, go and burn the marrow. Benishtinu lititu, and just throw away the bones. Now you're wondering, what have I accomplished by doing that? So Rashi says, because a penny saved is a penny earned. Don't throw away money for no reason. Rashi says on the second wide line down below, all the way at the end of the line, Nitbarinu, break open the bones, Benishke lemoyach, and extract the marrow, Benishrafei, and burn it. V'lo yafset etzem, why are you wasting firewood? V'toyrach, and all of your tircha lisrefat samayth. Break open the bones, take a meat cleaver, give one hack, break them open, scoop out all the marrow and throw away the bones. You don't have to burn them. Don't waste time. Don't waste effort. Don't waste eitzim. Zoktimar elav shmamina luchoyd is a raya from our Mishnah to Reb Yitzchak that shemish noisa miltzehi. And just like you have to burn the noiser, you have to go and burn the bones of the noiser. Barry, does this address the question that you were asking? Good. Zoktimar amri loy. The emissary, you have no raya whatsoever to Reb Yitzchak. La'olam eimalach shemish noisa la miltze. The emissary, it could be that Reb Yitzchak is not correct. And the bones are not mitame esayodayim, they're just bones. Nothing special about the bones. Even though there's noiser inside, they're no different than a plastic or paper bag that you have the noiser in. The bag doesn't become tame, the bag is just a container. These bones are gunish. So you're asking me, why does it say in the Mishnah you have to burn the bones? Break open the bones on the morning of Chol HaMoed and extract all of the noiser and throw the bones away. Because kosavar, boy bekoshev afil the pasul. Because he holds what it says in the pasuk, the etzem loisishbru voy. We understood that until now to mean only Seder night you're not allowed to go and break it open. Because now it's kosher. Don't break open the bones at the Seder. But once it becomes possible, the noiser, then you're allowed to go and break them open. Because boy, be koshev, loy be possible. Says Imo, no. Maybe our Mishnah holds, boy, be koshev, afil be possible. That the din of etzem leshish ruvoy, it makes no difference whether it's Seder night or whether it's the first day of Chol HaMoed. Don't break open the bones. And therefore, that's why you have to go and burn them. I have no choice because there's noiser inside the bones. If for no raya to Reb Yitzchak. Frank to Yomara. I'm sorry?
Chodesh
Tov to you too. And a Friday and Lechting and Shabbos. Continuing the Gemara. I feel the apostle spoke a daitach. You're telling me that even the apostle, the same halach applies, you're not allowed to break open the bones. But now there's a Mishnah. Avraham moisir b'tohoir v'ashoivir b'tomei ein esoivik esu aboyim. The moisir b'tohoir is talking about a person who leaves over any carbon, but especially by a carbon Pesach, you leave over Seder night, you didn't eat the whole carbon. Bitohar meaning a kosher, beautiful, perfect carbon, no psul whatsoever. If you were moisir, and the surface of the bone, you don't get malchus. Why not? Aren't you over the iser, the etzem loisishbru voy? So as we're going to learn in Miyat Shem Gemara, there are three reasons why you wouldn't get Malkus. Reason number one is because it's a lav hanitik la'aseh. Because the Torah says, v'etzem l'sish b'ruvay, and what do you do with it? V'hanoisar l'sishir mimenu ad boiker, v'hanoisar mimenu ad boiker b'esh tisroifu. So it's nitik la'aseh, you have to do sreifu. That's one reason. Reason number two, because it's a lav she'ein by mice. I didn't do anything. I just sat on my hands and I didn't eat from the noise. Therefore, no malchus. Reason number three is because it's hasra sofik machloek and biyichan rish lakish with hasra sofik shmei hasra or lav shmei hasra. If you hold lav shmei hasra, it's hasra sofik because at any given moment the person will say, "What are you screaming at me that I have to eat it now? I still have 5 minutes. I still have an hour. I still have 3 hours, etc." Okay, but that's not what concerns us. What concerns us is Hashoyvim B'Tameh. If a person goes and breaks open a bone of Karban Pesach, which is already Tameh, it's Posel, no Malkus, meaning there is no Lav. So I see that in fact we have a Drasha, B'Kosher, V'Loi B'Posel. That when the Karban Pesach is Posel, then you're allowed to go and break it. So if you're allowed to break it, why didn't they break it open on the first day Chol HaMoed to extract all of the marrow? Why did they burn it? Is the Chayav have a right to Reb Yitzchak? Because the Mishamish Noiser is also considered to be like Noiser. Even though it says Shoyv B'Tamei is okay, that's only B'Tamei, but not by Noiser. What's the difference between not Tamei and Noiser? By Noiser, this was a perfect, beautiful carbon. Unfortunately, you left some of it over, and therefore you have to go and burn the Noiser and the Atzomishal Noiser on the first morning of Chol HaMoed. But it had a Shasakosh, meaning this carbon was a beautiful carbon. That's why you have to burn the bones. And that's why you cannot go and break open the bones. Khan, in the case of the Tomei, Shlihois L'Shasa Kosher, Rashi says that the Mishnah is talking about that it got Tomei even before the Zrika Saddam. So this carbon was never a kosher carbon. Since it didn't have a kosher, it never had a kasherus, it was never kosher, then you can go and break open the bones without any difficulty. Now this sounds a little bit contrived. Really? You have two separate karbonis Pesach. One of them is noiser, don't break the bones. One of them is tameh, you can break the bones. Who makes that distinction? Reb Yankefi. Who is Reb Yankef? Does anyone know the Braisa? It says in the Pasuk, Etzem loisish beruv voy. Zokta tanakama boy bekosher. If it's a kosher carbon, don't break the bones. The way the possible, once it becomes possible, whichever way it becomes possible, it became possible because it's tamei. It became possible be yoytze. It became possible because it's noiser. You're allowed to break the bones. Rabbi Yankefoimer, it depends. How easily shas the kosher and nifsal? If originally it was kosher and then became possible, how did it become possible? Because it became noiser. Then yesh bo mishum shvirus etzem. Even now, when it's noiser, you're not allowed to break the bones. Like hoysel hashas akosher, but if it never had a shas akosher, anybody mishum shvirus etzem, meaning that if it was tamei from the first moment, even before the zrika saddam, then you're allowed to break the bones open because it's no longer and it never was a kosher carbon pesach. Where Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, I disagree with Reb Yankef. Echadzev, yechadzev, yoshas akosher, nishas akosher, ain't mishum shvirus etzem. The only din of shiras etzem is only bekosher avaloi bepasul, and based on that, it would appear that Reb Shimon holds exactly the same way as the Tanakhama, because the Tanakhama also says bekosher avaloi bepasul. This is not only my kasha and Barry's kasha, but it's also the Tosis's kasha. Two Tosis before the answer. Vim toim Reb Shimon hainu Tanakhama ayin sham. You can look at the rest of the Tosis for homework. Anyway, bottom line is, we wanted to bring a raya to Rabbi Yitzchak from our Mishnah, that what? That we see in our Mishnah that they burned the bones and they didn't break open the bones and extract the marrow. Is the raya because the bones themselves became like the noiser itself, since it was a mishamish? It's miltzehi. It itself becomes like noiser. Therefore you have to burn the bones. Says the Gemara, you have no raya. The reason why they burned the bones could be because the Isser of Etzem Loisish Ruvoi continues on even when it's Noisar. And even if you're going to go and show me a Mishnah that if it became Tomei, you could break the bones, that's no Raya because it didn't have a Shasa Koisher. Mishnah goes according to Biankif, that since it had a Shasa Koisher, our Karban Pesach, it only became Noisar. The halacha is Etzem Loisish Ruvoi, Sai Bekosher, and Sai Bepas. All atzamis of other kachim, not korban pesach, all other kachim, if they become noiser, you do not have to burn those atzamis. You can throw them out. You can discard them, except atzamis pesach. But ne hatakola, hatakola says Rashi means, not the way we normally learn tekala, it might bring on a tekala, but tekala means over here an isur. What is the isur? The isur is that you're not allowed to break open the atzamois. Since you're not allowed to break them open because of etzam leisish beruvai, they're to'un sreifa when they become nice. So you go to hani atzamois. Let's identify. Hey chidami, it just says atzamois. Elaim with lesbu moyachif didn't have in them any marrow whatsoever. Why does it say that at some is Pesach, you have to go and burn? They have no mayach. These are inedible. Just discard them. It must be that there is marrow inside. So, if you're going to go and tell me the fact that they happen to be mishamshim from the noiser, that they themselves also get a status of noiser. At some is kodshim, am I aiming to nisreifa? Then why are you telling me that this halacha only applies to atzamis of Pesach if you have atzamis of kodshim, regular bones of your carbon chatos, or your carbon asha, your carbon shlamim, toida, nazir, any one of the other kabbanas that we have? Why do you say that if it became noiser that you don't have to go and burn the bones? It says, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that the atzamos which are mishamish noiser metamis yodayim, then they themselves become ashtik noiser. If they become ashtik noiser, of course it needs shreifa. What's going on? Is the chayra kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak? The chayra see that some is kodshim do not get the status of noiser like their contents. Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, kochel ma'yiskinin kegoyin shematzon chalutzin. These atzamis kodshim that we're talking about in this brisa are not complete bones. These are broken bones. And these broken bones, matzon chalutzin, we found that the marrow had already been removed, extracted. So these are just empty bones. Shematzon chalutzin, atzamis kodshim, de'ein ben mishim shvidas atzam, by all other kodshim other than Karim Pesach. Were you allowed to go and break the bones? When do you think that they broke the bones? They broke them when the person was eating the carbon. He said, I love to suck out the marrow. And he broke it at that time. And therefore, they were never mishamish noise. They were mishamish the marrow that was sucked out and eaten. It's inevitable, it's likely that when did they go and suck out the marrow? At the time when it was not noiser yet, when it was totally kosher. And therefore they have the shemesh noiser. And these bones never became mishamish of the noiser. For they both reifen, and that's why they don't need reifen, because they are not noiser bones, and they never were noiser bones. You weren't allowed to go and break it on Seder night. So when did they break it? It must be that the bus didn't have a noiser who. It must be that only on the first day of Chol HaMoed, or perhaps they even broke it on the first day of the Yom Tov. Because although you're not allowed to go and break, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to burn the Kodshim and Yom Tov, in Sarf and Kodshim and Yom Tov, but if the person decided that he wants to go and extract that marrow, he may have broken them on Yom Tov, or again, Matzah Yom Tov, or the first morning of Chol HaMoed, after they already became noiser, hu dechaltzinu, that's when they extracted the noiser. V'habu l'shimish noiser. So until the extraction of the noiser, the atzamos acted as mishamshei noiser. U'bos reif, and that's why they have to be burnt. So there's no kasha. We thought we had a kasha on Reb Yitzchak by the fact that it says atzamos kedoshim, atzamos of kodshim, ain't tuna straight, and they don't have to be burned. Why don't they have to be burned? We must be talking about that you're burning noiser. So aren't they mishamshim of noiser, according to Reb Yitzchak? The answer is, we're talking about empty bones. Empty bones, you don't have to go and burn. You can just discard them. When did they become empty? I don't know, but the assumption and presumption is that they were emptied of the marrow at the time that the carbon was still a kosher carbon before it became noiser. So they never became mishamshei noiser. It had nothing to do with Rabbi Yitzchak, and that's why you can throw out the bones and you don't have to go and burn them. Zokti marvaita, Rav Zvid Omar. Rav Zvid gives a similar teretz on the last line. Zvid Omar hachama yiskinin kegoyin shemitzoon, on to the top of Amud Beis, shemitzoon tziburin tziburin, umehen chalutzin. You found two heaps, two piles of bones. Now the piles and those heaps were ichvais 5 feet tall. The top bones at the very top level, you looked at them, they were all broken bones and the marrow had been extracted. Okay, what about the bones underneath? I don't have the time or the patience to go and look for all the remaining bones. I just inspected the top layer of bones and all of those were broken. Says this man the Yamar, says Rav Zvid, Atzam is kodshim, de'ein bem shmir 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 atzam. There's no isser in breaking the bone. Is the kulu have a chalas luv achaluhu. I'm going to make the assumption that probably the entire pile of bones were all broken, and they were all broken in a timely fashion at the time that you were able to eat from the carbon. The carbon did not become noisar, and therefore none of these bones were mishamshei noisar, and therefore the kulu have a chalas luv achaluhu. Since there is no dinner shviras etzah, I'm sure, not 100% sure, but 99% sure, the kula have a cholitz lehu, that at the time of eating the kodshim, somebody says, I want to lick the bones, but not just the bones from the outside, but I want to suck out the marrow. So he broke the bone, which you're allowed to do by a tzomis kodshim, and cholitz lehu extracted the marrow, sucked it out, v'ochlu, and he ate it, and therefore doesn't need sreifa. At tzomis peisach, but if I have a similar pile of Pesach bones, and on top of them, I found some broken bones. There is a din of shviras etzem. Dil mahani dechotzinu. Maybe only the top layer were broken now, because it's first day cholamoid and it's time to burn. And maybe somebody opened up and broke open these bones to extract the noiser. However, or perhaps all of the rest of the bones down below, maybe they didn't go and open them up, and therefore, and they didn't break them. And therefore, I have to go and burn them. Why do I have to burn them? Because I have to be worried that all of those bones were mishamshim for nice. So the teretz of Rav Zvid is very similar to the teretz of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, we're talking about that you found broken bones, not whole bones. So broken bones of Atzvus Kodshim do not require Sreifa, because in all likelihood they were broken before they became Noiser. Atzvus Pesach were in all likelihood only broken after they became Noiser. So therefore the Mesham Shenoiser, you got to burn them. Rav Zvid says, we're talking about mysterious bones. Means bones below the first inch or foot of bones, the top level of the bones, the top inch or foot, were all broken, but I didn't inspect the ones down below. The Atzamis Kodshim, I don't have to inspect them. Don't bother burning any of those bones, because I will assume that they were all broken in a timely fashion, and none of them became Meshamshe Noiser. On the other hand, by the heap of the Pesach, of the Karm Pesach bones, there I have to assume that the bones underneath these top bones, unfortunately, are probably all still not broken. Fortunately, they're not broken, because etzem leisishbruvoy, you could have broken them today, but nobody broke them yet. Then you have to assume that they have marrow inside. They are misham shenoiser, and therefore tzarech sreifa, you have to go and burn them. Okay, you can put two dots over here, because now we have completed the discussion about the bones, and a voice, it's a very important sugya, and make no bones about it. There's a major difference between the bones of Atzmus Kodshim and the Atzamos of the Karban Pesach. From here until almost down the Amud, now we're going to talk about a very nice subject. It's a Gitta subject. It's about Gittin. Not Gittin with a test, but Gidin with a Dalit. What's the story about Gidin? Gidin are normally referred to as arteries or sinews. What does it say in our Mishnah? You gotta go and burn them. Kol ha-gidin basar chutz megidei tzavar. All gidin that you find, for instance, in a Karban Pesach, every sinew is edible, and therefore, says Rashi, you could have menuyim that are signed up on the list that will say, we know already there are 50 people on the list that are going to eat the basar. There's no basar left. No problem. We want to register to go and eat the sinews, to go and eat the gidin. That's also git ketan. That's fine. They are edible like basar. No problem. The only exception is the gidei tzavar, which we call today the jugular veins. Rashi says that they are kosher, the eitz v'almahu. They are basically inedible, and therefore they are not basar, and you cannot say, I'm going to be a monoi to eat the gidei tzavar. Let's look at our Mishnah. Atzamis v'agidin v'anoisi yisrafu v'tezayin. V'reikimor hani gidin heichidami. Which gidin are we talking about? Elaim gidei basar. If you're talking about regular gidei basar, nechlinu. Why are they being burned? Why weren't they eaten at the time of Karban Pesach? So you're going to tell me, because nobody wanted them. So if he did toiser, if nobody wanted them, they were left noiser. Haina noiser. The Mishnah already says, "Who atzamis v'agidim v'han noiser yisrofu b'tazayin." We wouldn't have to isolate gidin on their own. Elepshita must be talking about, we're talking about gidei tzavar, not the edible ones, but the inedible jugular veins. So, if you're going to go and tell me that they have the same status as basar, and that you can eat them, they are hard as a rock, but they are edible after all, just like boxer on chamish usim b'shvat. There are people that eat it, even though, if you ask me, I think it's inedible, but there are people that eat it. So you can go and eat the gidei tzavar as well. That's why the Mishnah says, boy, it's right, that you got to go and burn them. Because since it was edible, then it's like noiser, go and burn it. If you're going to go and tell me that they're inedible, they're not basar. Why do you need sreifa? It's like the atzamis on the omid aleph she'ein ben moyach. If they're inedible, just toss them. Throw them out. You don't need to go and burn them. So by the fact that it says in the Mishnah that you have to burn these gidim, and we're assuming that we're talking about the gidei tzavar, is the charai that they have a din of basar, and that's why you have to go and burn them. Is the shver on Rav, that Rav said that gidei tzavar don't have the status of basar, only regular gidim have the status of basar. I see from our Mishnah that even gidei tzavar have the status of basar, and that's why you have to burn them on the first day Chol HaMoed. Rav Chisda, no! Your premise is faulty. Our Mishnah is not talking about Gidei Tzavar. Our Mishnah is talking about Gid HaNoshe. Oh, like Nitzrachah like Gid HaNoshe, Valibid Rav Yehuda. Now, before we continue on, Gid HaNoshe you're not allowed to eat. Al Kein Lo Yoichu B'nai Yisrael Es Gid HaNoshe Ara Yoim Azeh. Because Kinoga, because the Sar Shal Esav Noga V'Kaf Yerach Yankoi V'Gid HaNoshe. So why do you have to burn it? Take the Gid HaNoshe and say, foo, throw it out. Because after all, this is what Esav was metame, if you will, for all generations. I'll tell you why. Because there's a shayla, which one of the Gid HaNoshes is the real Gid HaNoshe? Meaning that just like a person has two legs, Lahavdil, the animal also has four legs. And therefore the animal has at least two Gid HaNoshes. So now the question is, which Gid HaNoshe are you not allowed to eat? So Alibi Rabbi Yehuda, the sign of Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in a noyig el ba'achas. Gid HaNoshe does not apply to both legs and both Gid HaNoshes. It only refers to one Gid HaNoshe. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Vadas mechras shal yamin. The svara would dictate that it's the right one and not the left one. Why would the svara so dictate? Says Rashi, because we have a number of other cases when we talk about etzba, it's always etzba yamin. We talk about the boyin, it's also yamin. You're talking about the oizen, it's the yamin. And it's probably the yamin. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying at this point is that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only one of the two had the status of Gid HaNoshe, not both. And probably it's the yamin. By the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says probably, it sounds like he still has his doubts. And if he still has his doubts, that means it's not that you can throw out the Gid HaNoshe HaYemini and eat the Gid HaNoshe HaSmoili, because I'm not sure. It's just Das Mechras. It might be the right one, it might be the left one, although 90% I would say it's probably the right one. And since I'm not sure, that's why the Mishnah says, don't eat them, leave them over until the first day Chol HaMoed, and go and burn them. Are you telling me they're not edible? One of them is edible, I just don't know which one. And that's why you have to burn it. Says Zimor, that sounds like a good pshat. But elatipshoid, if that's the case, be poishit to svukim masapka liter buda. The emifsha pshita lay, ahidatayra nichlay, udisura nishdayo. This Rabbi Yehuda is a brisa in Mesechtes Chulin, appropriately in the perek called perek Gid HaNoshe. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Hadas mechras shal yamin. In the Gemara itself, the Gemara asks, Iboyelahu, when Rabbi Yehuda says, das mechras, does he mean das mechras, and therefore that's the halacha, that only the yamin is osir and the smoil is mutter? Or does he mean to say that even halacha, it's still a shaila, probably, with a capital P, probably, in all likelihood, it's the yamin. But I'm not sure. The Gemara asks this Shaila in Masechtas Chulin. The Chulin, we can be pushed from our Mishnah. Since we just said in our Mishnah that you have to go and burn both Kiranoshes, why? Because I'm not sure which one is the real one and which one is not. Which one is edible, which one is not. Since I don't know, one of them is nicer, gotta burn them on the first day Chol HaMoed. However, you're going to go and tell me, Nifrit Pshitolei, that it's not that Das Mechras. Probably. But rather, because this of this level of probability, Rabbi Yehuda's Taka Paskin Halacha L'Maisa, you're not allowed to eat the Yamin, but you're allowed to eat the Smile, if you hold Nifsha Pshitolei, then why are we burning Gidin? L'manavshach, if it's the left one which is edible, no, eat it up. So you're telling me that they couldn't eat so much. Then that's nicer. Shteitach in the Mishnah, that's nicer. Elamite, if you're talking about the Yamin you just throw in the garbage. Just like every time the Shoichet today does the triburing, not necessarily the Shoichet, but whoever is doing the Nikur, he takes the Ginnanosh and he throws it into the garbage. You do the same thing with the Ginnanosh of Korban Pesach, because you can't eat it. So, why do you have to burn it? The fact that our Mishnah said you have to burn it is a siman that Rabbi Yehuda is Sfukim Esapkalei. We don't know for sure whether it's the right or the left. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda in fact said very clearly that the Yamin is Asur and the Smoil is Mutter, and everybody was in the mood of throwing the Yamin out in the garbage and taking the Smoil and roasting it for Karban Pesach. But guess what happened? The triber, the person who was removing all of the chaylev and the ginnanosh and this and that and the other thing, he turned around for a moment, and now when he turns back, he sees the two ginnanoshes, and he's not sure which one is the right and which one is the left. He forgot to put a label attached to it, and therefore I don't know now which one is the kosher one, which one is the non-kosher one. Oh, that's what our Mishnah says. Since I don't know, you gotta burn them both. But if you know which one is which, sure, go and eat the left one and throw out the right one. Rav Ashi Omar, you don't even need to come onto that terrace. Our Mishnah is talking about the shuman, the shmalt. Although you can't eat the ginnanosh itself, but you can go and kind of squeeze out whatever juice you have in the ginnanosh, that schmaltz inside. The sign is shamne mutter, the shemen, the shuman of the ginnanosh is mutter to eat. However, the Yisrael kedoshim, klal Yisrael who are machmirim, kedoshim, erlechayim, the nehagim isa, they took upon themselves a minig of isa not to eat from that shemen. Ah, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The shemen of the ginnanosh you have to go and burn. Why do you have to go and burn it? Isn't it inedible? No. It's edible. Shamli mutter, like it said in the Brisa. No, if it's mutter, to why didn't we eat it? The minig is not to eat it. Look, the minig is not to eat it, so what are you going to do with it? You're going to leave it until Chol HaMoed. What do you do Chol HaMoed? You have to go and burn it because it's edible. So you have to burn it together with the atzamos and the nice. Ravina Omar, b'chitzoin, uklira mishmur, uklira mishmur, beiz gidin hein, penimi asomach le'etzim asr, v'chayav and olav, So this teretz is somewhat similar to the teretz about Rabbi Yehuda, and that is that there are two gidin, but not two gidin, the right one and the left one, but in fact in every leg there are two gidin. There is the panimi one, and there's the chitzayin, and there are differences in size and in shape. Rashi goes into it in a little bit more detail. One is al pnei kol oirech hayerech, and it's called the gid hagadol, the big one. The panimi is called the small one, and that is and only sees a smaller part of the leg. In other words, there's two major sinews, one from the outside, one from the inside. Okay, both of them halacha l'maisa, you're not allowed to eat, but one of them is awesome in hatoira. The only is awesome midraban. So the panimi asamach le'etzem awesome chayoven olav. Chayov and Olav, you're over on a lav if you eat from the Ginnanosh. That Ginnanosh you do not have to burn because it's not edible. I mean, it may be edible in terms of physicality, but legally it's not edible because you're not allowed to eat it. It's chazer, it's treif. Then you can just throw it out. You don't have to go and burn it. Our Mishnah is the one that the sum of the basa, which you're allowed to eat men ha-toyra. It's only osim midrabanan, and that's why ein chayav and olav, you don't get malkis because it's drabanan. But lemaisa can't eat it. Okay? But lemaisa becomes noiser. if you have to go and burn it on first day Chol Hamoed. So we've spoken about now the Atzamis at length and the Gidim at length, and we said that those two, together with the Noisa, you have to burn on the first day Chol Hamoed. The question is, why don't you burn it the first day of Yontif? Let's talk about your regular, normal carbon throughout the year. For instance, Sunday morning, we don't vash the yid. Ah. Sunday morning, if a person were to go and bring a carbon chatas in the Beis HaMikdash, or a carbon ashem in the Beis HaMikdash, or any one of the regular, normal karbonis which are eaten, it's taket true, nash, not vash, okay. It's taket true that the karbonis of chatas and ashem are only eaten by the kahanim, and other karbonis kachim kalim are eaten even by the baalim. It makes no difference. Bottom line is, if you don't eat the carbon bizmanoi, it becomes noiser. What do you do? It says in the pasuk, lo yisiru mimenu ad boiker, va noiser mimenu ad boiker be'esh tisroifu. Your regular, normal carbon, you burn it the next morning, because it became noiser by not eating it overnight. Midrabban, you have to eat it before chatzos. That's the first Mishnah Masechtos Brachos. But min haTorah, you're allowed to eat all the other kabbanis until the morning. By Karban Pesach is machloikis. We'll see Mitchum the last parak. But other than that, you can always eat every carbon until next morning. Shlomim, you can only eat until the evening, because it's Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. Okay, stop telling me about the exceptions. Your normal carbon, you can eat until the morning. And if you didn't eat until the morning, as soon as it's Aloysa Shachar and Netzachama, burn the carbon. However, when you're talking about Karban Pesach, you don't burn it the first morning. You gotta wait until first day Chol Hamoed. Frey Timara, why am I? So you gotta tell me, because it's Yontif. But Nasi Essay, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Hanoisim Imeno Be'esh Tisroifu, the mitzvah to go and burn. It's a mitzvah's assay. Now it's Taki Yontif. Yontif is a mitzvah's lois essay. Shvisis Molochi, and I'll do Moloch on Yontif. Says the Gemara, Yovi Assei V'yitcha lois essay, like every time Essay is doicha lois essay, do it on Yontif morning. And the Gemara gives four answers to this kasha. First answer, Amacheskia. Don't leave over the carbon Pesach until the morning. But if you left it over till the morning, you got to burn it. Now let me ask you a question. Why is the Ad Boiker repeated twice? Wouldn't it have been enough to say, of course, Ad Boiker, we just said, don't leave it over until the morning. And now he said, oh, but if you leave it till the morning, leave out till the morning. To tell you that these are two different boikers. The first boiker is one who becomes noiser. The second boiker is Ba'esh Destroyful. That means the first day of Chol Hamoed. That's Teretz 1. And by Omakra, I have Teretz number 2. Abai is not referring to the case of Noisim. He's referring generally to all Hilchus Kabbalas. What happens today is Friday. What happens if today we are bringing Kabbalas? Which Kabbalas do we bring today? Well, at a minimum, we bring the Tomat Shul Shachar and the Tomat Shul Bein Aboy. And then there might be someone who's going to bring a Chatas or an Asher. Or there might be a person who brings Nedarim V'Nedavos. Whatever the case is. When do we have to do the Hector Chalovim, the Aymurin, and in the case of the Oila, the Eivarim, Hector Chalovim, Eivarim? When, until what point do you have to do it? Oh, and today we also have the Oila Shkoyach Rabbi Blum. Thank you. So, when do you do? So normally we learn the Masechtas Bracha, it's the very first Mishnah. Hector Chalovim, Eivarim, Ksheirim, Kol HaLaila. So tonight, Friday night, the Kehanim should be able to go and take all of the Aymarin and put it on the Mizbeach. Guess what? Abaye says, no, sir, you're not allowed to. Only Oila Shabbos B'Shabbatoi. The Oila of the Shabbos. We learned this today, if I'm not mistaken, in the Rish Chodesh learning in Revi, since we're talking about V'yayim HaShabbos. So it's Oila Shabbos B'Shabbat and Oila Satom of Iniska. The Oila Shabbos, you're allowed to go and do the Hekta Chalov Veivarim. In other words, tomorrow, in Miyaz Hashem, had the Beis HaMikdash been rebuilt, we would be bringing the Tomid Shachar, the Tomid Shoshachar, or the Tomid Shobein Aboyim. So those Chalav and Vevarim, you're allowed to be makdir on Shabbos itself. However, those that are brought today on Friday, those you're not allowed to burn tonight on Shabbos. And the same thing applies to the Korban Pesach, which is a korban that you're bringing choil on Erev Pesach, beyond Tiv. The what's the halacha if you brought an oil of the marshal on Erev Pesach, like the Tamashu Shach and Tamashu Ben Aboyim, then what's the din? Don't go and burn them on the Mizbeach at night. You have to burn the Mizbeach during the day. So you see that Shabbos and Yontav are so holy that even kosher korbanos you're not allowed to do the hekta chalav and beivarim on Yontav or on Shabbos. So al-achas kamo mikamo. If you're talking about a psul carbon that it became noiser, don't go and burn it on Yontav. And this is a noiser that started off from choyl, right? Because you couldn't eat it b'choyl, but it was a carbon of choyl, so therefore you cannot, madach, a kosher carbon, you cannot go and do the required hektar chalom mevorim on yontif. Certainly the noiser you cannot do on yontif. Rova Oma Omakra says in the pasuk, Hu levadi yosa lechem, Hu v'loi machshirov, levadi v'loi, mila shaloi bezman abor b'kal v'choyim. What is Rava telling you? We know that on Yom Tov there is an exception to the rule, you're allowed to go and cook. Hu levadi yosa lechem, you're allowed to go and cook on Yom Tov. Why does it say hu? Why does it say levadoi? It should simply say, ach asher yiyocha lechom nefesh, yiyosa lechem. Listen to hu mit levadi. It's hu v'loi machshirim. Comes to tell you that the machshirim are you not allowed to do on Yontif? And this comes lafuke from Reb Lezer the Mila that holds the machshirim are also doyche Shabbos and Yontif. No, you're not allowed to do the machshirim. The actual cooking, yes, but don't go and manufacture your pot on Shabbos or not Shabbos on Yontif to be able to cook on Yontif. The kal v'chaymer is a little bit lengthy. That's the top Rashi. But bottom line is we learn from this pasuk levadoi. You're allowed to go and do melechas oichel nefesh, and you're allowed to go and do a mila bizmana, but you're not allowed to do a mila shaloi bizmana. In other words, if it's yontif and you have a mila shaloi bizmana, then you're not allowed to go. I'm sorry, I lost all of you in seeing you. I think you can still hear me, but I can't see you, so I'm going to try to find you. We're back again. We learn mila shaloi bizmana is not doicha, not doicha Shabbos and doicha yontif. Everybody knows that. If you have the eighth day, the baby was born, the eighth day comes out on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. If it's Mila Bizmana, it's Doicha. If it's Mila Shaloi Bizmana, it's not Doicha.
Aren't you starting with the boys in 3 minutes?
That's the third. So therefore, just like Mila Shaloi Bizmana is not Doicha Shabbos or Yom Tov, says our Gemara, the same thing applies to the Sreifas Noiser. Why is the same Halacha Legabe the Sreifas Noiser? Says Rashi. Because just like the Mila Shaloi Bizmana, we can always do it Sunday, the day after Shabbos, or on Chol HaMoed, or on Yisroel Chag. So we got other time. You don't have to do it now on Yom Tov. Efshel Shehuye, says Rashi. You can wait. The same thing, Noiser. You don't have to go and violate Hilchos Yom Tov. Wait, and you go and do it on Chol HaMoed. So that's the third reason why we burn Chol HaMoed. It's not. You don't have to do it immediately. You can wait till the next day. Finally, Zokti Gemara, Ravashi Omar, the whole kasha that you asked in the first place, your shaila was, why don't you say that the mitzvah of burning noise, which is a mitzvah asay, is doicha the loisese of yontif, says the Gemara, because it's not just a loisese. Yontif is an essay and a loisese, because it says about yontif that it's shabbosai. If you look in Ois Aleph, at the end of the pasuk, that Techoygu is Chag Hashem Shivas Yamim B'Yom Rishon Shabbosayim. Yom Tov is called Shabbosayim. Shabbosayim means it's an asay. You have to rest. It's not that it's only a loises and don't do work. There's a mitzvah to rest from work. Kum Techoys Yom Tov is now an esihu. Besides a loises, the in esay and the mitzvah of burning noiser, which is just one asay, cannot be doicha loises the esay. So we have four strong reasons why we don't burn the noiser on first day of Yom Tov, but we wait until the first day of Chol HaMoed. Any questions, Rabbi Say? Hearing none, I wish you all a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos and a beautiful Chodesh. Don't forget to take out 3 Svarim tomorrow morning for Shabbos, for Rosh Chodesh and Parshas Shkolim. And although, unfortunately, the Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt until now, but hopefully it'll be rebuilt very shortly, so we should be able to be zoichah to give the Machtes HaShekel to the Gizvar of the Beis Hamikdash to be able to go and buy brand new Karbonos this Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Have a good Shabbos, everybody, and a good Chodesh. Mitchum Sunday morning, once again at 8 o'clock, we will continue. Zahag Yibesh.
Hi, Matzi Shabbos. Rabbi Matzi Shabbos.
There won't be any shir this Matzi Shabbos because...
I have a shir for tomorrow's Gemara. I'm going to send it out in a few minutes. What time Sunday, please?
8 o'clock in Mitzvah Shir. 8 o'clock. Is that enough time for you to get home? Or that's right, Rabbi Fon's only going to start at 7. Should we start at 8:10?
I'm set. 8 o'clock is fine. We start at 7 o'clock. I'm sending out the shir for Shabbos in a few minutes. I'll send it out right now.
We usually don't finish that quickly. Usually we finish on Sunday at 7:45, 7:50. Will everybody have enough time to get home by 8? Maybe we should wait to 8:05.
Your decision. Your decision. You want to do 8:05? We'll do 8:05.
It's
usually. We'll leave it at 8 o'clock, and people. Today we finish. Gentlemen, we finish right. We finish with plenty of time.
Okay, 8 o'clock it shall be. Sagism to everybody.
A
good Shabbos. Leave at 8 o'clock if you prefer. 8 o'clock is fine with me. Have a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh, and all the very best to all of you. Thank you all for joining.